Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, Redfoot, and Johnny on the line.
Good evening. Good evening after a very busy, let's just face it, let me just get this out of the way. If I could interrupt, well, two things. One, Easter, which is meant for the observation of bunnies, Christ, and the coming out of a rock. If you lived under a rock, maybe you shouldn't be here. That's number one. Number two. Number two. Wallace have got it right in terms of the fact that they pretty much have single-handedly invented the greatest machine of all time, the Bunny-O-Matic, which swallows bunnies and delivers them back humanely. Now, Christ was
but
not humanely
also
can't delivered
forget
in,
about our...
we can't forget about our sponsors, which are Skype, the best way to communicate with an Easter Bunny by dialing his name, Easter Bunny 86, where the Grand Pumbaa can be reached at, and while you're at it, grab a T-shirt off of tshirty.com and have some fun with that while Skyping your friends all across the world.
Yes.
And now on with the show.
Yes.
Our first topic tonight comes from The Telegraph in England, which is amazing, actually. The survival of a teenage stowaway on a five-hour flight to Hawaii. Now, in all honesty, this I find amazing.
It blew me away.
It's one thing to be on the flight, but it's another thing to be a stowaway on the flight you're going to.
Yeah, it's like, yes, I'm going to go out of my way and see if I could survive.
And seeing if you could survive.
In normal circumstances, I don't think the person would survive.
No. I mean, and the crazy thing about this is that five-hour flight from California to Hawaii stowed away in the wheel, well left medical aviation experts complex and dived on Monday night, while experts questioned how the boy had survived. The FBI said that security cameras for attention showed an unknown teenager by scaling the perimeter of defense of California's San Jose airport and on Sunday morning walking towards a Hawaiian
airline Boeing 727 that took off shortly afterwards for Kauai Airport in Maui Island. 5 hours later, the airline officials said that Roy Sandes were otherwise unhurt and wandering on tarmac. I'm sorry, but
I don't know how he could survive, since the teen, how this teenage boy could survive when he obviously not very likely, especially flying, wouldn't there be potential for some, if he was in, since he's obviously outside of that a wheel well is only so big, and if he lost his grip, that would have been a very fatal.
A fatal, I don't think we can explain this. This is an act in which two things happened. One, the thing of being a stowaway, first, that's illegal.
Yes.
And
which
then
we
second,
all know this.
And then second, the fact that it was halfway from the Pacific and 38,000 feet.
So legal
where, where outside temperatures descend as low as minus 80.
Yeah, he, yeah. Should have, I don't think he should be alive. Sorry for my frank honesty, but
he should be a dead corpse.
Yeah. It's pretty, it's like being a stowaway, being illegal, yeah, that's something. But the whole, I would be more concerned with the whole surviving. The whole should be dead as doornail. KO, knock her out, take on.
I just don't know.
I don't know either. It's like you're absolutely fucking kidding me. It's like we obviously... It's like, yes, this person did kind of help the government know where, if there, know where shit goes wrong with an airport. That's one thing he did, one thing he accomplished.
Well, shit goes wrong, shit goes pear-shaped
every which way you look at it. Right.
Every which way.
I know.
But they don't tell you about it. That's the thing.
Right.
Because they don't want it to be like this. I'm sorry. They can't do that. They can't do
right.
that. But yeah, it's crazy.
The only reason why we know about this is because he survived. Versus...
No, I just don't see how you could be a stowaway among all that luggage.
No,
you know?
In the wheel well. He was in the wheel well. There's a difference. Stowaway in, like, if he was a stowaway where the
Wait,
suitcases
the wheel
were,
well?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So he was outside in the elements.
He didn't even have a hat and gloves. Was he drunk?
Not pretty much. I don't want to know.
I mean, was he plastered?
I don't know, and I don't think, in my opinion, being plastered,
yes.
he's a young teen. Teens could drink, but with doing what he did, he's definitely not thinking, clearly.
Well, I don't think that he would be thinking either. You know.
I wonder if he thought it was Sue. That would be my question.
If he thought it was fun to do.
To try to see.
No. If he thought it was fun to do, right, then the whoever takes an account of what actually goes on, it should be that somebody takes it into effect, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And the effect meaning that there's something that is kind of enforced.
Right. Makes sense. It makes sense. 110%. It's like, yeah, we're not going to just... It's like, yeah, I'm just going to see what happens. No. It's like, you have a death. Those people, I myself would think that they have death wishes. That's my opinion. 110%.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, I'm just going to see what happens next.
I mean, I don't know. What do you think about it? What do you think about Johnny?
Guy, wake up.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
We're thinking about that kid, like, going on the plane, like...
What was he thinking?
Like, who in the right mind would just hang on to the gear and thought he'd go up in the air? Like, logic of some people. I mean, it's amazing he survived.
Yeah. He should be dead...
Yeah.
Well, dead as a doornail and being really kind of lucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If he doesn't feel lucky, then it should be that he just fucking thanks God,
and whoever or whatever religious speaker he follows.
Oh yeah.
So.
Absolutely. You know. I'm getting the balls to basically say to my mom and dad, I will never do what I did again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what he was doing, but it was kind of wrong. I wouldn't say
not
wrong.
Kind of, it was wrong. It's the whole, yes, I'm going to be stupid. I'm going to come to be a stupid motherfucker and end up can we see if I survive this? If we survive, yes, Netflix, and yeah. Okay, cool. That's pretty much how it is in my eyes. It's like, someone who does that definitely has their bigger issues on than they know.
Well, bigger issues, and I think it would be that to go to some sort of help, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big
which
time.
Which are services out there, too.
Do you pray on sure of a box?
Wait, what?
I think a few crayons short of the box or something like that.
I would think so.
Like
the one that we held?
Well,
I see where you're saying. It's the whole, it's just, it's,
no,
there's
I
no words for
it.
What happened.
There are no words. I mean, are you stupid? Are you brain dead? Do you have enough money on you? Do you have even the slightest clue that you're in Hawaii? You know?
It's like crazy much.
I mean, can you pray to Yahweh? You know? Well, Yahweh won't help you with this shit, son, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know? That sort of thing. But, I mean, with that said, the thing about it, that, let's just talk about in the 5 minutes we have for the sudden. I mean, the fact that he's a teenager, number one. Number two, he is kind of it's kind of one of those things that you know parents these days don't look out for their kids. Would you agree with that, Nev?
I agree. 110%.
I mean, they don't look out for the kids, and they don't have the slightest clue as to what they're doing, you know.
And that's even worse. And now, one of our other topics revolves CNN had a headline that relates to the KKK, and they basically changed the article, changed the title, but still wrong. It's like,
well, change the article, change the title.
Yes, they changed the title. Yeah, the headline, that's all they did. And the original title was Candace KKK Leader. like, rebranding like a business. Which, in my opinion, yes, we all know that there's people out there who like the KKK. It's great you write articles about interesting topics. It's another good. Yes, we're discussing a group that is racist and that promotes racism. And now the Klan leader wants to promote racism without violence, which KKK has always been about violence, so yeah. Thoughts, guys? CNN is now getting backlash for it, which I say, bravo, CNN. Someone there was, really now?
I mean, it's kind of, one of those things that, that you just go,
what?
Sorry, what?
Like, what?
Exactly. Oh, what? I mean, CNN.
What?
Exactly. CNN is the most responsible news networking program in the United States of America. So, what I don't get is why some idiot who can the Klan rebrand. First off, that's stupid. Second off, Jesus fucking Christ. How does one get between two things, the KKK and the CCNN? Please answer in a minute of that. Allison, what do you think? And Johnny.
Let me honestly look at it as saying I can understand discussing groups are rebranding. Didn't have to be KKK. It could have been another company. KKK is not a company. It's a hate group.
It's a freaking hate group. It's a bunch of people hating black people, hating Roman Catholics like yourself, hating, I don't know what religion you are, Tony, but whatever religion you are, hating people who just don't give a shit about it. You know? They dress up
white
in white robes.
They're white supremacists. That's all they are. They're white supremacists.
We end up hating from Westboro. Oh, we brought them up again. Oh, dear.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we brought them up again.
Yep, and Westboro, I could say, should be a hate group. Westboro, yeah, they kind of, Westboro does shit.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, I would love to see them end up being a actual hate group, considered to be, because they deserve it. They deserve that title. And their nonprofit ID and nonprofit ID should be just taken away from them. Because they're not a church. They're a hate group.
Yeah.
Plain and fucking simple. They picket stupid shit. And one day, someone's going to end up doing something to do something, and it will take law into their own hands.
Yeah.
So, what's worse?
I just don't. I mean, I just don't get it. It's either goof on their part, or they really, you know, CNN is taking a peek at satire when they don't ever do satire.
Satire by us? CNN is one of those news organizations. You hate a satire. It's like, we
don't
hate a satire, and we do
it
fucking wrong.
Well, we do satire, but we rip people down the sides.
Right.
You know.
Dark humor, the works.
Very doctrinal. Now, what would alternatively be funny is if the KKK knocked on CNN's door and said, look, you have to stop this, and this is not funny, and look, we're the British KKK, so we're the BBB. But anyway, that's not the point. Point is that we've brought on nooses. And where are your top executives? Because this is just fucking funny. Not one bit.
What?
Nah. Where the fuck?
BBB, what, is a Better Business Bureau?
No, we're the Better British Bastards. Now, get the fuck
anyways.
In the uses now. To which probably that CNN would be like, look, we're the Corinthians Nationalists. Network? Look, mate, that's too many letters, first of all. Second of all, CNNNN. You mean the concentrated neutralized niggers? No. You're misunderstanding. I thought we're the Croatian News Network. Wait a second. And they're trying to keep, you know, they're trying to keep the peace, like CNN is. So they're trying to confuse them. it's like... And they're doing a pretty damn good job of it, up until somebody says, no, we're CNN. Aha, we knew it. Right. Roger, yes, give the news. Okay, fine. You fucking bastard, what the fuck did you do now?
I honestly would love to see what would happen if they ended up. If someone actually said, yeah, you're just quit while you're ahead. Just go. Just.
I mean, quitting while you're ahead is quite the opposite of going, Yes, I made a mistake. I did it, and I'm not going back.
Right.
And it's sort of like,
You know, it'd be very funny if David Attenborough hosted this segment.
Yes, and of
course. That would be awesome.
It would be like this. Hello, we see you, the KKA, in its natural element. And now, we see the KKK wrapping up the CNN bars. CNN bars. And now, oh look, a bird.
I mean, with that would be pretty funny. I would,
yeah.
You know, and with that, look, a bird. A bird? Yes. And now we'll go for a commercial. You know.
It would be look a bird. No. No, it's the KKK.
Right. And look at the bird. It's known as the KKK. But yeah, we go to the Sentinel out of the UK. And so we go from the Sentinel to the Sentinel from the KKK to drugs in a London prison. Yes, stick with us, it gets funnier. The fact is that the prisoner said, Skinny Green, Mr. Green, was jailed for 2 extra years after calling police from his cell. What are you supposed to... Like, the kid looks like a teenager. First off.
Yeah,
second
he
off. You know, second off, he looks like me. Which is quite giddy.
Yeah, no.
Not like me, but... Anyway, the fact is
you're,
that...
Your alter ego, your evil twin?
My American twin. Anyway, you know, the American twin who lives in New York. Anyway, the fact is that Craig S. Dutton has been jailed for 2 years after calling police from his cell to ask if they had forgotten about the one 1,200 pound, 80 pound cocaine haul. Oh, this is surprisingly funny, because the fact that this 20-year-old phoned officers from a young officer's institution to find out if he was going to be charged with possession of A-class drugs after not hearing them for months. Honest. It's honest. You know, we could say that at one point. The other point is that he had stolen a BMW before talking to police, taking the police on a chase, smashing into a taxi that careened into a tree, and when he'd be asked to interview out of the blue. And then he was caught with 16.2 grams of cocaine and arrested on September 6th. But yet, the funny thing is that these jails or prisons are very wide. But they don't have handcuffs or anything like that. You know? There are no restraints or anything like that. They're allowed to roam around free or whatever. But he, you know, he was prosecuted for a drug offense, a driving offense, while he was in custody in prison for an offense that he contacted police and said, what's happening about these drugs? I mean, what is going on with this?
I don't know. I definitely say he's not playing with all his cards. He's definitely a few screws loose.
Well, skews loose, and I think that
screws loose and being definitely kind of stupid in terms of everything regarding a call.
Right.
It's stupid to call the people who
are in charge of your thing and say,
right,
have my drugs yet?
So you have them. Stupid.
Can you give them back, please? You know, give them back. Give them back now. I mean, it would be hilarious.
It's like, yes, I want my drugs. No, mommy. No, it wouldn't be mom. It would be...
Yes, marvelous. Pop. Yes, I have the fucking drugs. Drugs. I mean, really, really bad.
Yeah, but it's terrible.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
It just proves a point that you can't be stupid unless you show it. I'm just wanting to see.
You know, we all know the song. We all know the song, right? When we're little. Or bend down, head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Yes.
Do we think that the same thing goes for same thing goes for I love the crack cocaine, where am I going to get it, you know, that sort of thing.
I don't think so. I think that applies.
Doesn't it?
It's like, I think that's always, even though it's a childhood song, I don't think it applies to drugs and drug deals and...
Except if you're going with a blunt. Head, shoulders, knees and blunt.
It's like those kids' songs. Those songs we learned when we were kids apply to that. It's like we're going to sing a song that involves drug dealers and druggies.
Yes. Yes, interesting. Drug dealers are the best.
All of us.
No, we can't do that. We can't do that at all, mate.
Yeah. No, it's like you want to. It's almost like, yes, we're going to. I'm going to commit the dumbest move in the book. Calling when you know you're in jail, you don't ask the officer if they have your drugs. Sorry.
Yes, can I have your drugs, please? Drugs,
no,
please.
It's like, can I have my drugs? It's like,
can I have my drugs?
He's a long time. I have my drugs. Cafe drugs, cafe drugs, possibly drugs, yeah, drugs, strong, strong, strong.
You know. And the best part, I mean, although we're slightly late, the best part about this whole thing is that, you know, crack cocaine is highly addictive, and those who connect to this lie expect significant sentences, and you knew you were associated with somebody who was actually a living drug dealer. Okay, fine.
Sorry.
Now, can I get up and go? Yes? No?
No,
but
no.
Then, but then, in the other fact, is that the only thing separating this kid from a professional drug dealer is that, imagine if he was 12.
So do you mean what 12?
Doesn't look 12 yet. But just wait until they get him into a restraint chair. I'm just trying to, yeah. Can I have my classmate drugs now? Can I not?
No.
Sorry.
It's like crazy much?
Very crazy. And then we go from crack cocaine to zombie apocalypse. In Stoke-on-Trent, there is pretty much zombies are flooding the streets in Burslem, Stoke-on-Trent. For the annual zombie apocalypse. Around 600 people were transformed to be extras in a pottery coven series. 100 people from all over the country queued outside Duke Williams Pub to become a member of the undead for a scene in the mother town. Publicly funded on a minimal budget around £500 to former NHS care worker John advertised for extras in a crowd scene on Facebook with these another star exceeding his expectations. He says, the 41-year-old said, I was delighted with the turnout.
Cool.
You know. And Nathan Garner, Kat Derber and her team offered their services free, and they've done a brilliant job of turning these people into zombies. Now, there are many, many things that we can characterize as zombie material. One, zombies talking on phones. Two, zombies texting on phones. Three, zombies scratching other zombies on Facebook. Number three, Facebook and zombies and the undead and the immortals in your graveyard. Number five, the best use of somebody in a college dropout's time is becoming a zombie. A real one. Number four, zombies do not. There is a zombie apocalypse coming, and this one proves it. I mean, what do you think?
It's interesting. It really is. It's one of those articles that are just like, oh, that's freaking cool. It's actually interesting.
I mean, I would love to see. I mean, the funny thing is that, you know, if I was one of these zombies, I would love to keep it on after scare a few people and see the head scream when it's just a costume.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm just saying, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to take off this shit. I'm just going to just let it be.
You know, I'm a zombie in the morning. Coffee.
And we here in America do the quite a few.
Four in the morning.
Yeah.
Four in the morning, you wake up. Sorry for interrupting, but you wake up and it's. Hello, Johnny. Time to wake up. I'm like.
Not before coffee.
Well, no. Coffee. Bring me my coffee. And then your mom doesn't even know that you still have it on. So you sneak in and it's late at night. And you go, coffee. And you begin to rise. And as you rise, you still have to wake up on coffee. We all know what happens next, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it's crazy. It definitely would be fun. I doubt.
I mean,
probably not for those that were getting scared, but either way, it's still worth it. It still would be so worth it.
It's so worth it. I mean, I imagine scaring younger sister would be so worth it.
Mm,
I mean,
yeah.
It would be so worth it.
In the ballpark of
everything, you know, in the ballpark of going, oh my God, I think... You know, I think everything is going to be all right.
Yeah.
But not
yeah.
After scaring my sister. She deserves it.
Yeah, it's like, but that's
I was
awesome.
Just going to. And
it's
then.
Like, did I do that?
And then mom wondered in what happened to you. Absolutely not. Oh, yes, I got slashed and then slashed again by a zombie apocalypse. Don't bother asking. It was a long story.
It's like, yeah, it's not even worth it.
You know, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, would be funny.
Oh, my
God.
Definitely would make give people run for their money too.
Oh yeah. I mean, and then back to the cocaine story. The fact is that he's now at a an adult jail for the first time. Now there's a particular show that I watch, and so does Allison. We watched a show called Scared Straight.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We all Scared Straight. Now, I wish they would do this and have the same satisfaction that we have.
Oh, yeah.
When watching the show. Because half of these guys are on it. You know, they keep the population pretty much, well, the population, which is
right.
Totally and utterly separate.
Right.
In the corners sort of thing.
Right.
It's not bad, but, you know,
certainly isn't good either, for one.
It certainly isn't good either, but at the same time, it's kind of stupid to be, you know, putting kids into adult prisons.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, what exactly do they, you know, what exactly is it with people who do this sort of thing?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I mean, is it a kind of thing where is it a kind of thing that you don't sort of get when you're a teenager?
Maybe. Possibly.
Or is it a thing where they have or the thing where where they're not smart enough to defend in their own cell, so they'll go to another cell.
Hell no.
Or they go to another prison.
Right. Actually, I don't even know. I can't even
tell
give
me
a definite answer on that. I don't know. We're not. We can only provide opinions versus
we should get a psychologist on.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll answer that question for us.
Yes. Yes. It
but
does.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we finished tonight out with our final story of the night, which is from the Geo Times and a visit from Mr. Putin.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we all know what's happening in Russia. The gays are pitching terribly.
Russia
terribly. And Putin has divorced his wife, so he's trying to get even with people who he doesn't have any relationship with. Does anybody see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah. The man's kind of... The man is, definitely needs help. And I'm not... And I'm not discussing... And I'm not meaning seeing a regular doctor. He deserves to see some... He,
serious,
in my opinion...
They're a psychologist.
Yes, or a psychiatrist. Think drugs might be needed for whatever he's dealing with.
Maybe some Vicodin.
Vicodin, and maybe not. Possibly.
Possibly.
Depends on
maybe.
Possibly. A psychiatrist, some medical professional would be better. Would be the one to make would be the one to figure that stuff out.
Well, yeah. I think so.
Otherwise, he just keeps on. I love it. He makes the news quite a bit. I wonder if he knows he's becoming newsworthy. Or, I'm sure he already knows that.
I mean, probably.
And the
we
publicity isn't good and the publicity isn't good publicity, bear in mind. I'm just going to go out of my way and act like a douchebag.
I mean, it's not even like a douchebag. It's not like a douchebag. It's not like anybody's giving us a sponsor. Like, Putin, you shouldn't think this. Oh. No, I'm fine.
You still never know who you will be hooking up with either.
I have a slightly crazed idea, but I think he's possibly hooking up with his mistress.
Potentially. See it happening. It becomes very interesting.
Oh, yeah. It becomes very interesting in two ways. Very interesting thing.
Yeah, it is.
I don't
know what to think about.
Yeah. And with this episode over, we will return to you with our thoughts tomorrow. That's a definite on this.
Yes.
So,
new computer, we don't know.
We remain optimistic that we will know by tomorrow night. And with that,
those that are listening and those that follow at AMC Press and Town, can find us on itsmygirls.com/AMC Press for all our sites and locations that we have in store on sites on that link repository. So go ahead, find us there, and we'll let you guys we'll let you go on this.
Yeah, good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.